Good morning, my friends. Today in our mindfulness practice, I want to offer you a prayer practice, a reaching into and out to the relationship between yourself and all that you find holy around you and within you. Some people call this holy presence God, or the God of your understanding. It seems that the various names for God across traditions either refer to a being or to a quality of our nature. Especially the Eastern religions often have sometimes more than 100 names for God, because all of those names refer to a particular attribute of the divine. In Western traditions, there tends to be one or three names, either for God or the Holy Trinity, if that's part of your understanding of how the Holy works in our daily life. So whatever tradition you bring, and by whatever name you call this, all the holy names for God, our Creator, are just as real. As I've often said, and I don't know if it's true, but God knows who He is and what He does and how He loves, no matter what we call Him. And I do believe in my own life I have found that to be true. And in almost every tradition, the nature of God is a nature that works through us and offers us the power to transform into a more and more loving being in that divine likeness and image. And since what we practice here is mindful awareness, our focus in this prayer practice is to open completely and to release within us anything that stands as an obstacle to the presence of the God of our understanding. So let us enter into that direct experience. And start by finding your comfortable seat and being ready for this practice today. Spine straight, hands supported, feet on the floor, and breathing gently. And as we begin, bring to mind and to heart the deepest feeling of gratitude for all that we are given here, that holy unity in which life works so well together. Breathe into that gratitude in your heart and let it expand. If you choose, offer a prayer in your own way. Ask in a beginning prayer that you may be connected more deeply with all that is holy and precious in life, and offer your willingness to let that spirit work through you. Allow yourself to become quiet and still as you breathe. Notice how your body can relax. Your face, your shoulders, each part of your body relaxing and emptying from head to toes. And if there's any part of your body that feels especially tight, tighten that area even more. Hold it and release it. And now bring back to your heart that feeling of true desire to be connected with the compassionate nature of the universe in which we live, and the willingness to become a deeper and deeper part of that. Stay in your heart as you breathe, and hold that as your great intention as we continue. And frame that intention for yourself in just a few words. Something like, let me be a channel of your peace. Or draw me into you, God, that we might be as one. Allow yourself to feel mindfully that wordless energy of your prayer in your heart. Feel your heart expand and that space open as you release any worries or thoughts that you might have brought in with you. And reaffirm your desire to be connected. You may notice that this intentional energy and desire may drop from your heart to your belly. Sometimes that happens. But focus your awareness on wherever you feel it in your body and breathe into it and allow it to expand. Let this stillness enter into every part of your body. And if you are able or willing, allow that feeling of intention and prayer to radiate out from your heart into the space around you. It may be helpful to imagine a color that surrounds you with prayer and see how far you can radiate this energy, this intentional union with all that is holy and the desire to be one with it through your compassionate heart. Imagine it radiating out from you, from your heart, to the space around you, out to others, whether they are with you or simply in your mind's eye. Radiate that energy outward and notice how that color changes as it gets further and further away, maybe lighter or maybe a different color. Allow yourself to sit with that radiance of intentional desire for communion with the God of your understanding. And in just a few minutes, as we get closer to the time of ending for today, I will offer you a closing quote to take out with you. But for now, breathe and radiate that holy energy and allow it to connect. Do you feel it? Stay with it. And here is a quote from Nadia Bolz-Weber from her book, Accidental Saints. And this is it. This is the life we get here on earth. We get to give away what we receive. We get to believe in each other. We get to forgive and be forgiven. We get to love imperfectly. And we never know what effect it will have for years to come. And all of it is completely worth it. And as you go out today, take that idea with you and notice in every way it comes to you, because it will, the experience of that connection with all of creation and with that divine creator who has offered it to us for our care and our giving it away. Receive, give, forgive, and love imperfectly. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Namaste. Amen.